There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, hey, this is Paris and Pete. E3 2016, day two. We are at the Astro booth, and we're looking at the new Astro A50 wireless gaming headset. And can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Mark Fisher. I'm a product manager for Astro Gaming.
All right. Yeah, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We're about to go through a presentation of this, and we're just going to take you guys along for the ride. So, please.
Sure, absolutely. So, as you guys probably know, Astro started in the pits of esports tournament gameplay. And so we developed our products probably about 10 years ago. We started in product development and trying to define a product for the esports world and in tournament play and, you know, rugged, durable, well-equipped headset. And it took years of some product development, but we were born out of Astro Studios. Astro Studios is a design house in San Francisco, industrial design. They've done the Nike Fuel Band, Alienware, Xbox 360, and various drones and other computing devices. And so design is obviously a very important piece of our puzzle. You know, we're all about technology and lifestyle, culture, entertainment, and fashion all in one, but also for specifically for the gamer. So we started, you know, a few years back with the A40 and the A50 headset. The A50 is a wireless headset. We're designed for hardcore gaming. You know, we're obviously all hardcore gamers ourselves, but we want to develop a product that, you know, that matches the lifestyle of gamers, whether it be, like I said, the entertainment lifestyle and culture aspect of it. But the professional, you know, in the professional esports world, you'll notice that a lot of people use Astro products, you know, and that's because they're reliable and durable and they work really well in professional gameplay. And so we want to bring that to the home user, and so we came up with a wireless solution, and that's the A50. We have a new model that's available in August in two different colorways. So, yeah, Xbox One and PC version, and then we also have a PS4 and PC version. So there's two different versions and two different colorways, $300 price point landing in August.
All right, so I have a pair of A50s as well as an A40 and a TR at home. I actually use my Halo 117s on my PlayStation 4, and it works fantastic. So I love the interoperability. It doesn't really matter which one you truly get. You can use it across the board. What is different from this year's A50 that, you know, that sets it apart from the previous models or iterations?
Sure. So we've made some great improvements, not only on the design, but also in the performance. So in terms of acoustic performance, we've really upped the game. We have three new EQ presets. We're still using Dolby headphones 7.1. We're still using 5 gigahertz technology. But the really most important feature for this next-gen product is the Astro Base Station. And the Astro Base Station is basically a docking station. It has magnetic charging contacts. You just drop the headset into the transmitter, and it charges with hassle-free connectivity. You don't have to plug in a USB cable. You get about 15 hours of battery life with the headset, and then it's just kind of a convenient way to place and store your headset when you're not playing.
Okay. How is the base station powered? Does that have its own separate power supply, or does it go directly off of the console or USB connection?
It's right off the console and using the USB connection.
Now, I just noticed that I'm just looking at the box art right now, and I see that the Xbox One version is also saying, and Windows 10, and I'm looking at the PS4 version, it's saying PC. Is there a difference, just PC gaming-wise? If I have the Xbox One version, I can play any PC game with
Correct.
It, right?
Yes, and we can also support Mac as well.
Okay.
Is there anything else, like in the A40s or any of the other Astro products that are getting a boost up or a performance or a change fundamentally, or is it just the A50 you guys are focusing on this year?
Just at this time, we're updating the A50. And so the A50 will also have an optional mod kit. So if you want to use leather cushions and for noise isolation and also for premium comfort, that option's available. It's a $40 upgrade. You get a synthetic leather headband and also synthetic leather ear cushions.
Now, because like P were saying, I also use the A40 TRs and I use it with a mod kit as well. Will this be comparable as far as just quality and style using the new wireless A50s?
Absolutely. It's going to sound like a wired A40 connection. So the mic has been greatly improved. There's low noise, clean, clear chat communication. But also there's no chat adapter required, so you're getting a complete wireless solution, fully digital.
And on the Xbox One, no chat adapter either?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. Are any of the models Bluetooth compatible?
No, they're not.
Okay. I wanted to know because the new Xbox, obviously,
right, exactly.
they're talking about Bluetooth connectivity.
So as far as Xbox come out with that new One S, there's not any new additional features or anything. It'll work exactly the same way it would on the old Xbox One.
Not at this time.
Okay. Well, Mark, thank you. Thank you for taking some time to talk about this new headset. I'm excited for it. And,
absolutely.
And is there pricing?
Yes. $300, and we're landing in August.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.